KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams in studio this afternoon. Happy 4th to everybody. Brian Nixon, pastor at Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque, associate pastor in charge of education, is with us this afternoon. And Brian, kind of a sad note. One of your mentors and professors, Norman Geisler, passed away this past week, and want to extend our condolences to you and to his family. And what a great legacy and what an amazing person he was.
Truly, Jim. Thanks for having me on the broadcast to talk about Dr. Geisler. Yeah, he went home to be with the Lord on July 1st. I received an email last week from Dr. Joseph Holden, who's the president of Veritas International University. And he had asked close knit of friends to pray for Dr. Geisler. Last week, he actually had a stroke, which caused a blood clot, and they gave him medicine. The blood clot cleared up to a certain extent, but the damage, if you will, had already been done, and he lasted a few more days and then went home to be with the Lord. And as you mentioned, Jim, a tremendous loss, but we have his wisdom still with us through his works. And his books.
Over 100 books, I understand.
Over 100 books. He either, you know, wrote by himself or he co-wrote with other individuals. I mean, and his influence, Jim, as you know, is immense. I mean, he has influenced a who's who of Christian apologists and theologians, and his style of apologetics and his defense of the Christian faith is really unheralded in the modern era. Just a little example. Ravi Zacharias was one of his students. J.P. Moreland, the Biola Talbot University apologist. William Lane Craig was one of his students. And these are leading apologists today. All of these guys were indebted to the ministry and life of Norman Geisler. And Norm's influence and impact truly is immense. I was talking with someone earlier today at the cafe, and they came up to me and know I had a little association with Norm, and they said, where would you put Norm, like, on the totem pole of importance? You know, there's those guys who are like, you know, they're important, but maybe not so much. And then there's those guys in the middle of the totem. I go, Norm was at the top of the totem pole. I mean, his influence and the people he touched and the people that looked to him as an authority was unparalleled. I mean, he is one of the leading, or was one of the leading apologists in the world.
Associate Calvary Pastor Brian Nixon in studio with Jim Williams with ABQ Connect. And Brian, I want to ask you a question. Most of us that go and hear a sermon that Pastor Skip teaches from the pulpit, or even yourself when you're in the pulpit, we hear the message that you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mention Dr. Geisler and being one of the leading apologists in the world, many people don't really understand, where does the information come from that the Skip Heitzigs, yep, and the Chuck Smiths who founded the Calvary Chapel movement, the Ravi Zachariases, where does, mm-hmm, all the information come from that they are presenting to us? And much of it came from people like Norman Geisler.
That's exactly right. Norman Geisler was, if we will, one of the progenitors. You know, he was the originators of this information. He did, if you will, the heavy lifting or the heavy thinking that developed a lot of the arguments or articulated the arguments of others in such a way that, you know, maybe more popular apologists grabbed on and then used. Norman was of that quality. He graduated from, he actually was brought up Roman Catholic. He had a really rough upbringing, came to Christ, and it transformed his whole life. And he really wasn't a great student in high school. But when he became a Christian, he just dug deep. Ended up actually graduating from a Roman Catholic college. He studied Thomistic philosophy. So that's philosophy based upon the life and work of Thomas Aquinas, who in the Middle Ages was the premier apologists of his day. And so he took a lot of ideas, if you will, from Thomas Aquinas, but using modern ideas in, let's say, modern science or whatever, was able to package them in a new way, and really, again, was just a tremendous thinker and prolific, as you pointed out, over 100 books. I mean, the guy, his pen just never run dry.
Brian, I've got 5 children, and I've used a saying on my children for many years. They're all Christians. They all went to a little high school here, Hope Christian School in Albuquerque. And I always tell them, use your brain.
That's right.
But when you're talking about Dr. Norman Geisler, you're talking about huge issues, huge attacks on the church that he would address and he would equip us. Tell me something big that the Christian church is attacked with and these leading apologists have helped to defend.
Yeah. Well, one of the main ones that Dr. Norman Geisler is known for is his defense of the Bible. So Norman, along with R.C. Sproul and John Warwick Montgomery, were 3 of the leading thinkers that put together the Chicago Statement on Inerrancy. So these guys got together and said, hey, there's so much attack on the Bible. People are just doubting it, questioning its reliability. They got together and they drafted this Chicago Statement, and they put it forward and said, this is the biblical and historical vantage point of what a reliable, inerrant Bible would look like. And Norman Geisler, to this day, you could say that is one of the stalwart things he really helped propose and defend was the Bible. But beyond that, Norman also was a staunch defender of what we call classical theology. So as you can imagine, there's lots of theological viewpoints. There's lots of schools of thought. And he came down straight the middle in what we call classical theology. And again, that's probably from his Thomistic training, but he really developed and really defended this idea of what we would know the attributes of God. God's above, his creation. God is timeless. And he defended God's simplicity, which is a word a lot of people don't even know today. But he developed and defended classical theology. So I think between inerrancy and his classical theology emphasis, I mean, those are 2 areas that Norm is really known for. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you go down deeper. I mean, worldviews. The integration of faith and science, or faith and reason, all of these things Norman had a heavy hand in helping develop and defend.
Brian, after we take this little break, we're going to come back and talk more about the legacy of Dr. Geisler. And it sounds to me that this is a man that you learned from a lot of information, but more than anything, you learned about how big God is.
That's
right. How awesome he is. So we're going to be back on ABQ Connect 2.0. Brian Nixon in studio with Jim Williams. Stay with us here, and we'll have more right after these messages.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's.
Grandpa, that's me.
I keep forgetting, 78.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's, and I'm here to remind you that you can come in with your whole family. We have a kids menu, a low carb menu, and the usual great menu. We also have specials every weekend. Grandpa, help me out here.
Oh, weekend specials? I have salmon, red chili honey glaze, snap over a cruise, the stuffed prime rib is another favorite.
And always remember, at Monroe's, we serve you with love and a dash of good fun.
The 2019 Star88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This 4-person scramble will help Star88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
That's the reason Jesus came. You see, the Bible says that he came to destroy him who had the power of death. And ironically, he came to destroy the one who had the power of death through dying. Now, it doesn't seem to be like a great strategy. I'm going to defeat you. How? By letting you kill me. It's like, that's a bad plan. And yet, of course, Jesus had the power to take up his life just as he had the power to lay it down. So you could say Jesus came to shed his blood. But that's because of the death that he knew was inevitably in front of all of us. And dust is a symbol of death. You see, Genesis chapter 3 says that dust we are, and to dust we shall return. And we acknowledge this every time at a funeral. We as pastors would say, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Though we often resist it, change is such an important part of God's plan for His children. Honestly, most of us prefer the cozy security of the familiar. But becoming more and more like Christ usually involves change, and that in large doses. Throughout the Bible, we see God changing the setting and the circumstances of His people as He moves them into new levels of maturity and effectiveness. So next time you find God's plan bringing some uncomfortable period of adjustment for you or your family or your church, just remember that change is God's tried and true method of preparing you and positioning you to be all that He wants you to be.
Do you value scriptural accuracy? Are you hungry for the whole truth? Well, get ready to explore and proclaim the depths of Scripture with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point. Hear Pastor Mike's half-hour Bible program on this station and listen online at focalpointradio.org.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
G'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My Eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
Hello, and here's Rob West with today's interesting MoneyWise Minute.
Listen to these words delivered by President Calvin Coolidge in 1926 on the 150th anniversary of July 4th, 1776. Equality, liberty, the rights of man, these have their source and their roots in religious convictions. Unless the faith of the American people in these convictions endures, the principles of our Declaration will perish. We live in an age of science and of abounding accumulation of material things, but if we are to maintain the great heritage which has been bequeathed to us, we must be like-minded with the fathers who created it. We must not sink into pagan materialism. We must cultivate the reverence which they had for the things that are holy. Amen. And happy Independence Day.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect 2.0, and happy Independence Day, July 4th. We thank you all for being with us today and hope you're celebrating this great nation that we live in. Jim Williams in studio with Brian Nixon, and we've recorded this because obviously we're out celebrating with our families as well, but this is really a tribute, Brian, to Norman Geisler, not only a great American, but a great theologian, apologist, someone that's helped to equip our pastors and Christian leadership with information to give people a confidence. And you were just talking about the Bible and how Norman Geisler defended the Bible and its inerrancy and its inspiration by the Holy Spirit, which are all things that the world has criticized for years. God, when you start talking about this type of stuff, just seems to me to be getting bigger and mm-hmm. bigger and larger and so awesome. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I like that you honed in on that, Jim, because right before the break, we talked about classical theology and Norman's emphasis, and those are the elements of classical theology. You know, the attributes of God's omniscience. He knows everything. And Norm stood tall on that. He's omnipresent. God is everywhere. And Norm really, you know, stressed that. And, you know, all these other omnis that, you know, these attributes, these moral and non-moral attributes of God. And Norman really, really did stand firm on these classical attributes of God. And Jim, as you pointed out, the picture they paint is of this God of such immensity, of such splendor, of such grandeur that our brains can't comprehend it to a certain extent. But then what Norm would also do is say, yeah, God is so huge. He's so large, but he's a God who loves you. And he's a God who wants a personal relationship with you. And he's a God that is near and close to you. So though Norm could paint this major, you know, profound picture of God's immensity, he would bring it back down to, you know, that God, a personal God. And of course, it always came down to Jesus Christ. Christ's life, death, and resurrection. And so Norman was always, you know, he always liked to draw a distinction or a comparison between Jesus and the Word of God. And some of the things he would say is the greatest analogy that you could have for the Bible and Jesus is they're very compatible, such as they're both called the Word. You know, Jesus is the Word of God and the Bible is the Word of God. Another analogy or comparison is they both have two natures, right? Jesus has a divine nature and a human nature. And he would say the Bible, too, has a divine aspect to it. God inspired it. It's inerrant, but it was written by humans. And he keeps drawing these comparisons, these analogies between Christ and the Bible. So for Norman, even though God was major and huge and big and he dealt in classical theology, he always wanted to bring it back to Christ and the uniqueness of Christ. And of course, one of the other things Norman did defend was Christ's life, death, and resurrection. You know, the keystone element of what Christianity is about. Because as Paul said, without the resurrection, Christianity doesn't, you know, matter too much. But with the resurrection, it matters, you know, immensely. So Norm had that beautiful ability to talk about the big profound things, but then bring it just back down to Christ and our need for Christ. So beautiful.
Brian, I think you, knowing you the little that I do, you could probably hold your own with any academic, non-Christian in a debate about such things, as long as there was intellectual honesty and
yep.
academic honesty.
Yep.
And it seems to me that apologists like Dr. Geisler maintain that integrity.
Yes.
You know, they didn't compromise their hermeneutic principles. They didn't just say whatever they wanted. But I sense now that the attacks that are coming from non-believers and humanists and kind of this post-millennial philosophical point of view is that you can just pretty much say anything you
right.
want. And so how do you debate that? How do you prove your point when that happens?
Yeah. Well, you know, how Norman taught us is we really have to define our terms. And so for Norman, you know, he would say, well, we really have to define, you know, the whole idea of what truth is. And Norman adhered to or held what is called a correspondence theory of truth. And a correspondence theory of truth is that truth is that which corresponds to reality. So Jim, you and I are here in the studio and you have a piece of paper. And I would say the truth of the matter is there's a piece of paper before you. And you would go, well, how do you know? Because that corresponds to reality. We both could see it. We could both touch it. We could ensure that it's there. So you had to define terms, because if you didn't define terms, then anyone could make up what they want to make up. And so I think what Norm would do is he would first define the terms and start a lot of that there is truth. There is such thing as truth, because I'm speaking about what corresponds to reality, what is really here, not something made up or something you've configured in your own brain, but what is really here. And then what he would do is he would develop a line of argumentation based upon that. So if there is truth and truth can be discovered, then let's develop that more. And so he would go to the God's existence, and he would use the various classical arguments. Again, he was a classical theologian. And those would be like the teleological argument, the ontological argument, all the various arguments, the moral argument and what have you. If Norm was a specialist in any of them, he was great in all of them. But really, I think where he really shined with all of those was the ontological argument, or the argument from being. Because most people know, or people could argue over a lot of different things. Let's say evolution or whatever. But you can't argue over the fact that we're here. And so ontology is just the fact that there's being. Why is there something rather than nothing? And so Norm started with that. And no atheist, no, you know, agnostic could ever go against that. There is being. It's here. It corresponds to reality. Well, how do we know? Because we're here. We're sitting here. We can feel it. We can touch it. And so he started with these arguments and then went to Christ and developed it further from there.
So this past weekend, we had the Sojourn event, which mm-hmm. was designed specifically to equip young people mm-hmm. that are coming out of high school and going to college
right.
that are going to go face all these objections that you're kind of describing the world's going to bring.
Right.
And people like Norman Geisler put out volumes of information.
Volumes.
But most of us don't read that. We
right.
go to church at Copper Point or Calvary of Albuquerque or Legacy mm-hmm. or the local Methodist church, and we hear pastors teaching, and they are quoting from Norman Geisler, and they are referring to the biblical references that he puts out there, and they're following his logic, and they're teaching that from the pulpit. How do normal people, how can they take advantage of this kind of information? Are there people, like I know you put out a little article
mm-hmm.
With the Assist News Service,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that's available right online.
Yep.
Norman Geisler, and if you type in Brian Nixon, Norman Geisler Reflections, that'll come up on
yep.
Google search, and that'll be brought up to from the Assist News Service. And that's that kind of summarizes a lot
yep.
of what we've been talking about today.
Yeah. And Jim, I think you bring up a very, very important point, and that is Christians need to be in the mindset of many apologists. And again, for those who may not know the word, apologist just means a defender of the faith, someone who is defending the faith. So all Christians, I think on a certain level, need to have some basic tools in their toolbox in defending the faith. And so when it comes to getting access to that, Norman Geisler had a website. William Lane Craig has a website. There's a lot of apologists out there that have tremendous information. And I know some of the information can get heady and like, oh my goodness, this is too much for me to think about. But there are books out there that do break it down into more manageable nuggets. So a book that I would recommend to anyone by Norman Geisler would be his book, Unshakable Foundations. Unshakable Foundations. And what this book does is it covers, oh boy, I think 6 to 8 different major topics. And he provides very, I don't want to say simple, but he breaks down things, I think, that it's more digestible for people to chew on. I think that's one of the best books out there for you know, apologetics and understanding some of the bigger issues that are facing Christians today.
Brian Nixon, Associate Pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque in studio with Jim Williams. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon, July 4th, Independence Day. And we're going to be back more with Brian after these messages from some of our sponsors. Thanks for joining us.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right. Every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. On Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Midweek prayer meetings are great things. God's people come together, exchange requests, and lift up each other's needs before the Father. But could it be that our prayer lists are often missing the most important requests of all? Consider that as John MacArthur launches a study titled Praying for the Right Things, this week on Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
Here's a hotspot from Skip Hitek, focusing on the front lines of spiritual warfare. That's where you are.
Satan gets you to question God's blueprint, God's word, the Bible. This thing's outdated. This won't work in my situation. The Bible won't work in real life. You have to go to the secular world to get real help.
Skip has this shot about false branding.
And our culture has become very good at taking old sins and giving them new names. Even the word sin. Try seeing if that's tolerated.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Listen, we're all going to be challenged. When you put the stake down in the ground that says who you are and what you believe, your faith is going to be challenged, your positions are going to be challenged, your love for God will be challenged, God's love for you will be challenged.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Hitek in the YouVersion Bible app.
Take up the full armor of God. Jesus said, you will know the truth will set you free.
An overactive appetite can lead to weight issues. But Dr. Tony Evans says an underactive appetite can be a signal of serious problems as well, especially in the spiritual arena. He'll talk about our built-in need for nourishment as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word so that by it you may grow in respect to your salvation. Babies want to eat on demand. They know that if they don't get this, they can't grow. Now, they can't explain it to you. They're not consciously thinking it. So the demand is regular. They don't care whether you sleep, tired, how long you've been working, how many hours you've been up, because they want to grow and they are going to demand what it takes to grow, and you have what they demand, so they are going to keep you up until you give it, because they are craving growth. Like a newborn baby craves to grow and feeds to meet the craving, believers are to crave to grow in relationship to their salvation and not be satisfied until it happens. Because that's the nature of a newborn baby. So why are not more of us growing rightly? Because we ain't hungry.
Check out the latest edition of our half-hour daily program and sign up for Dr. Evans' free weekly email devotional when you visit tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
A 15-round fight. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fought in the fight of the century in May of 2015. These two legends of the boxing world were finally squaring off, and it was hyped beyond belief. You know, the hype was greater than the fight, as the two older boxers didn't give the show that many had hoped for. Nehemiah, a leader in Jerusalem, found himself in the fight of his life. You see, Nehemiah was fighting to rebuild and reestablish the walls in the city of Jerusalem, the city of God. If you find yourself in the fight of your life, for your marriage, your teenager's future, or the integrity of your name, consider Nehemiah's story. Nehemiah left no stone unturned. Nehemiah 4:22 states, I also told everyone living outside the walls to stay in Jerusalem. That way, they and their servants could help with guard duty at night and work during the day. Friend, every move you make matters, and don't underestimate your enemy.
You've been listening to Roger Patterson, author of A Minute of Vision for Men, a daily devotional available at visionforlife.com.
bible.org.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Happy Independence Day, and welcome back into the Power Forward Studios here at KLYT and KNKT on the campus of Calvary Chapel. Faith, Family Forward, Power Forward. Jim Williams in studio with Brian Nixon, really paying tribute not only to our country today, but here this week, Norman Geisler passed away, famous apologist. He is an influence on many theologians across the country that are still active, including Pastor Skip Heitzig and yourself. And we appreciate very much Dr. Geisler and his contributions. But we just started talking about the enormity of the intellectual things that are available and internalizing Greek and Hebrew and theological concepts and philosophical concepts. That's beyond the scope of a lot of us. Most of us are trying to figure out, what do we tell our kids about dating? How do we tell people to interact when they're confronted with an objection to Christianity? So we can understand in those terms and take, as you said earlier, the nuggets that are helpful to help us address those kinds of concerns. Most of us want to know enough about the Word so we can be ready to give an answer. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people like yourself, Brian. You were a young man, young Christian, went to seminary where you were exposed to Dr. Geisler. Tell us about maybe an interim step people could take through the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque to learn more about this.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jim. And again, appreciate the fact that you are recognizing Norm on this day. And he really was a true American. You know, one of the side things the past few years is Norm never got too political, but he really, you know, got involved in some of the political things, you know, right up to his death. So he really was a true American. So thanks for pointing that out as well. So yeah, Norm helped start two seminaries. He helped start Southern Evangelical Seminary on the East Coast and Veritas Seminary, which is now a university, Veritas International University, on the West Coast. And he was involved with both up until his death. And Calvary Albuquerque is now partnering with Veritas International University. Pastor Skip will be teaching three courses at Veritas, and students who want to get an overview of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation would be able to contact Veritas International University, again, the school Norm Geisler co-founded, and enroll in those classes. You could either enroll in them as an audit student, meaning you don't get credit for it, but you don't have to pay as much money, or you could enroll as a four-credit student that you are getting actually graduate, you know, units. So you would get 3 units per class. And by taking those, and if you finish those 3 classes, Calvary Albuquerque would send you a certificate of biblical completion. But, you know, Jim, you just point out the fact that Christians really do need to be learners. We need to be learning all the time, not only from the Bible, but we need to learn about our culture and then how to respond to things in our culture that maybe just aren't right. We're scratching our head and go, boy, that doesn't sound right. And so we should seek out the answers. And maybe you are not able to develop a cogent syllogism to answer that, you know, in apologetics, but you should know who to go to help you find the answer, to give to someone who may ask, or to your children. And Norm Geisler was one of those guys. And of course, through his 100+ books and articles and everything else he wrote, we can still glean from Norm Geisler. But then all of his students out there that have gleaned from him, you know, Ravi Zacharias just put out a new book, The Logic of God. Of course, Ravi was a student of Norm Geisler. Frank Turek, who was is another well-known apologist, he was a student of Norm Geisler. Joe Holden, the president of Veritas International University, wrote an apologetics book for youth called Living Loud with Norman Geisler. So there's lots of tools out there for people to get their hands on. It's just knowing where to go. And where you go is you either go to Amazon or online, type up Norm Geisler or other apologists, and order the books, and then just start to study them. For the more serious student, Jim, as you pointed out, you would take classes. You would say, hey, I really want to learn this, and I want to learn it in a formal setting. Well, you would just go to Veritas International University, call them up and say, hey, I want to enroll. And lucky for New Mexico, we have a teaching campus here. It's just down Jefferson. Or you could do it all online. So you could do a master's degree or bachelor's degree all online. You know, from the comfort of your home. That's just how education is today. And Veritas is fully accredited. So if there's military men or women who want to use their GI Bill, Veritas International University could take that. And it's fully accredited. You can get your bachelor's through PhD. And it really is a great program. And it's one of the legacies that Norm has left behind. Again, he helped co-found two schools. One still a seminary, but the other now a university.
Outstanding. Well, we're going to take one more break. We've already blown through three quarters of the show, so I'm going to ask if you could stay just
sure.
a little bit longer. So Brian Nixon, Associate Pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque, in studio with us here at KNKT. Happy Independence Day. We'll be back more with Brian right after these messages.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
Think for a moment about the different hats that you wear. Think for a moment about the different hats that you wear, or you might say the roles that you play. For example, I wear a dad hat. I'm a dad. I wear a husband hat. I'm a husband. I'm also a pastor. I'm a leader. I'm a friend. I'm a man. I'm a coach. I'm a mentor. I'm a student. I always want to learn. I'm a counselor. I'm a fellow struggler that doesn't always get it right. I am a Jesus follower. Think about the different hats that you wear. You would have some of mine and some that are very different than mine. Now, this is what's important. When I'm leading or teaching or communicating, I want to make sure that the hats I wear match the purpose of my communication. I want to make sure that the hat that I'm wearing matches the purpose of my communication.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
You are not your body. You are a soul and you have a body. You will still be you when you're not in your body. Abraham was still Abraham. Isaac was still Isaac. Jacob was still Jacob. And God said, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. And he's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. So you are still you 1 minute after you die. You are still you 100 years after you die. You're you in your body. You're you out of your body. You are still your soul. So we knew we were not burying our daughter. We knew we were simply burying this body that we loved to be around. But it was still a difficult decision to think about where to bury her body. And looking at different funeral homes and looking at different cemeteries and all of that. And we mistakenly, sometimes, we refer to graveyards as our loved one's final resting place.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Hello, and here's Rob West with today's interesting MoneyWise Minute.
Listen to these words delivered by President Calvin Coolidge in 1926 on the 150th anniversary of July 4th, 1776. Equality, liberty, the rights of man, these have their source and their roots in religious convictions. Unless the faith of the American people in these convictions endures, the principles of our Declaration will perish. We live in an age of science and of abounding accumulation of material things, but if we are to maintain the great heritage which has been bequeathed to us, us. We must be like-minded with the fathers who created it. We must not sink into pagan materialism. We must cultivate the reverence which they had for the things that are holy. Amen. And happy Independence Day.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Knowing God from Harvest America with Pastor and Evangelist Greg Laurie.
In the United States today, material goods are at an all-time high, so is the number of people who feel an emptiness in their life. What's gone wrong? I mean, we have all of these things that people dream about, and yet there is this emptiness. The person on the lowest rung in America has it better than most of the rest of the people in this world today. But there's this emptiness. There are these problems. Why? Abraham Lincoln answered it well when he said, "We have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have forgotten God." And it's even more true today than when he gave that statement so many years ago. We've tried to take God out of our culture. And the Bible says if you sow the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. And we need to get back to the true God, not just to spirituality. I mean, more Americans are interested in spiritual things than perhaps any other time in recent history. But it's not spirituality in quotes that we need. It's not whatever you conceive God to be. We need to get back to the God that our founding fathers believed in when they established this nation. We need to get back to the God who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sin. We need to get back to the true and living God who can save America.
You were created to know God. Find out how to begin a relationship with him by going to knowgod.org. Already know God? Invite a friend or family member to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Answers to questions about the Christian faith, instructions for growing in your relationship with the Lord, and video messages from Pastor Greg Laurie can all be found at knowgod.org.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams with you in studio. Brian Nixon, Associate Pastor of Calvary of Albuquerque in charge of education, just talking a little bit about Norm Geisler and his legacy. He passed away earlier this week. And, you know, it seems fitting that with the fireworks and stuff, we're celebrating him going home.
That's right.
I know in your article, you talked about the reference for the gentleman that runs Veritas University talking about his death being bittersweet.
That's right.
And because he's actually where he's always wanted to be.
That's exactly
right.
He's
with the Lord. That's such a neat story.
Yeah. Norm in class, you know, would talk about the beatific vision, which is a fancy word of, you know, saying, I get to see Christ, you know, face to face. And, you know, when you're watching a class or listening to Norm, you're going, oh, you know, you look well and everything else. But anyone's day, you know, you could be walking across the street, trip and knock your head. And, you know, that's why we always, you know, that relationship with the Lord, you know, have that assurance of our salvation with Christ is vital. And of course, that's something that Norm would stress.
Brian, you're still a young guy.
But well, thanks,
Jim. There were some years ago that you decided that you would follow Christ. Tell us a little bit about your beginnings with the Lord and how you decided to go to seminary.
Well, my first connection, obviously, with the Lord was here. I grew up here in Albuquerque before I went to California. And it was actually, I grew up at First United Presbyterian downtown. But it was actually some missionaries from Hoffmantown that came to our door and they were using D. James Kennedy's Evangelism Explosion Program, and that's where I really gave my life to the Lord. It was June of 1980. And then when our family moved to California, you know, you kind of go through that high school thing. I'm still a believer, but, you know, you're all of a sudden the Lord, you know, is like taking a back seat. I always believed God, you know, said I was a Christian and whatever. But I joined a rock and roll band, and in this rock and roll band, the drummer, you know, really kind of challenged me on that. You know, you say you're a Christian, but, you know, you're not going to church or anything else of that nature. So I said, you know, Vince, I think you're right on this. So I found a church. It was a Calvary Chapel at the time, and got plugged in there. And as I started to attend and learn more, I got discipled by an old school Calvary Chapel guy by the name of Ross Suave. And it was Ross Suave who I attribute to introducing me to some of the guys that we're talking about today. I distinctly him introducing me to John Stott, who became, you know, one of my big, you know, heroes. He's a commentator, Bible teacher. He mentioned Norman Geisler, Francis Schaeffer, C.S. Lewis, and, you know, John Warwick Montgomery. And all of these guys' names were planted in my brain. So as I continued with my Christian walk, I started to read these guys that I was introduced to from Ross Suave. So Norm Geisler was part of that group. As I said, John Stott, John Warwick Montgomery, and such. So when I finally said, okay, I'm taking the plunge to go to seminary, I had finished my undergraduate, I got a degree in liberal education, which is teaching, and I was teaching at the time. I said, I need to continue this stuff. So I went naturally back to the group of people that were implanted, you know, the guys that I started to read and were influential. And I said, where does John Warwick Montgomery, you know, teach? So I looked up, and at the time he was at Trinity Seminary. So my first master's degree, I went to Trinity Seminary, and got a master's in pastoral, ministry with an emphasis in Christian education. And I went there, I chose that because of John Warwick Montgomery. And John Warwick Montgomery and I became friends and so on and so forth, and still keep in touch with him today. And he's one of the, as I said, the architects of the inerrancy document, that is now known as the Chicago Statement. Well, after I finished that master's, I said, I want more, but I want to study with Norman Geisler because I want to hear and glean from Norman Geisler. So I went back to school again and got my second master's in theology. And Norm Geisler was, you know, at Veritas. And so I went to Veritas and I studied with Norman Geisler, finished it up in theology. And I chose that not only because there was a hunger on my part, you know, to know more, but I also wanted to glean from these greats that, you know, they were implanted in my brain during my early discipleship, during my early Christian walk, you know, golly, 30 years ago, you know, something of that nature where I was being discipled and these were the names that were put in my head. And so I said, I need to study with these guys. And sadly, we lost Norm, you know, this week. And John Warwick Montgomery is still with us. But I heard from John Warwick Montgomery recently in an email, and he talked about how he's not going to be coming to America. He's living over in Strasbourg right now. And just because of health, he too is in his mid-80s. And so, you know, these guys that influenced countless of people, of myself and others, they're going home to be with the Lord. And now it's this next generation, the Ravi Zachariases, the J.P. Morelands, the William Lane Craigs, who they themselves are in their 60s now. And it's just getting the Lord, I mean, you know, the Lord raising up other people, you know, to continue on this journey of defending the Christian faith. So my journey began with just someone discipling me and introducing these people to me. And so I hear it all the time. And people say, well, who were some of the most influential people in your life? I'll always go, well, John Stott, Norman Geisler, John Warwick Montgomery. You know, these guys were huge. Of course, C.S. Lewis. I didn't know C.S. Lewis, but I was introduced to him from, you know, these other fellas. And I just will say over and over, go to these guys. And of course, through each of these fellas, I was introduced through Norm Geisler, you know, Thomas Aquinas, And then you even go back further in time where you start to study and unpack the thought processes and lives of people before. So it's the body of Christ and how, you know, it's a living organism, and how it grows and touches lives is really an amazing thing.
You know, I'm gleaning something as you're talking, and I want to run this by you. If I'm all wet, you just tell me. But when you talk about academicians, professors at universities, typically there is kind of a cliche-ish impression that those who can't teach, and a lot of the people that I took business classes from, for example, could never meet a payroll.
Right.
They don't understand how to dig and scrape for that, you know, $20,000 you need to pay four people for, and how to get the collections in and everything else. They'll talk to you all about the accounting, and they'll give you a marketing seminar, but they've never themselves ever really met a payroll. The difference with a Christian apologist like a Norman Geisler is that these guys live in the real world.
Right.
They are answering real world questions in opposition to what they believe is the center of their being,
yeah,
which is in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so they are actually teaching what they live. And I think there's a big difference between just somebody straight academics and somebody who is a Christian apologist.
Right. Exactly right. And let's be very clear about something. Norman Geisler was the real deal. He wasn't just some, you know, talking head intellectual. He was a very humble man, a very gracious man, a very loving man. And, you know, his talk matched his walk, and his walk matched his talk. And those are the people I believe that the world needs today. There's a lot of people who talk is big, and they're great on stage, and they could deliver a great message, a motivational speaker, and fool you. But the moment they step off stage, they're someone else. It's like, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The people I am attracted to, and was and still am to this day, are people like Norman Geisler, who had an amazing talk, but whose walk was just as profound. John Stott was the same way. John Stott had amazing ability to teach the Bible, but he was the real deal in real life. And so these guys, their walk matched their talk. And Norm was a guy who did address reality. You know, here's what people are really saying. Therefore, I have to come up or develop an argument and talk why that idea may be wrong and why the Bible's right. And so he was feet on the ground type guy. He wasn't just an academic, though he was that. I mean, he taught at all the leading evangelical seminaries, you know, in America, Dallas Theological, Trinity Theological. I mean, you know, he taught, you know, everywhere. So he was an academic, but he was a real life academic. And I think, just as important, he had the character of Christ, which counts. You know, in today's world, we're starstruck by so many big name pastors who may lack character, and they're falling left and right, all these big pastors. But what gets people through is having the character of Christ. And someone like Norm Geisler had the character of Christ, and that meant a lot to him. It just wasn't about ideas. It was, he would look at someone and say, I'm talking to a human being, and I need to reflect Christ, though his brain probably could make mincemeat out of most people he was talking to. He was a man of character.
Dr. Norman Geisler passed away July 1st, and Brian Nixon, associate pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque, in studio with us, really trying to honor Dr. Geisler and his memory and his legacy, and you've done a great job. We've got a couple minutes left.
Yep.
So I want to talk about Norman Geisler indirectly influencing a pastor like a Skip Heitzig, or a Galen Woodward, or Dustin Woodward at Copper Point. And I want to talk about, a lot of us say Wednesday of next week we're going to have a midweek Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And we just show up automatically, and we expect this great verse-by-verse teaching because we're used to Skip putting those out there. And now Nathan Heitzig, and it's funny to see the sons in this community. I know Dustin Woodward over at Copper Point is doing a lot of associate pastoral work, And we already mentioned Nathan Heitzig, and these guys are really good teachers. But I don't think we have an appreciation, Brian, for the preparation and the reading and all the things, all the materials that a Norman Geisler has put out there, these guys are gleaning from to prepare these teachings.
Yeah. Yeah. Teaching a Bible study well takes time and dedication. Woe is the person who just goes on stage and wings it. Because when you're dealing with scripture, with God's word, you want to handle it rightly. You want to make sure that you're representing the Lord properly. And you want to make sure you're teaching your congregation correctly. So all of these things should come into play as you are studying. So I think it behooves a pastor to carve out a good portion of their week in pure study. And that means getting into the original text. You know, we talked about at the break of using a program like Logos and looking up the Greek and the Hebrew, understanding the full context of the passage, not just a verse, but the full context of what is being communicated and then what is being communicated in the chapter and then in the totality of the book. And then what does the Bible have to say about these topics? And so Bible study is more than just, yeah, I'm just going to show up and, you know, say a few, you know, little things and hopefully they get tweeted out. I think conscientious Bible study is your tush is in the chair and you are studying and you are gleaning from godly men and women before you. And so I think in today's world, there's a lot of younger guys who are allowing their emotions to lead, when really we should be saying we need to be people of the word. We need to be people of the book, and we need to allow God's word to lead. And the Lord will then, you know, bring the emotions or something. You know, I worked alongside Pastor Chuck Smith for years. And one of the analogies Chuck would always say to me is, you know, Brian, candy tastes good. You know, sweets, Coke, and candy all day long, it tastes good. But after a period of time, you're going to get sick. And he goes, you know, emotionally driven or non-biblical teachings, you know, motivational style, they may taste good and they may make feel you good, but they're going to make you sick over a period of time. What you really need to do is feed people the pure word, the meat and potatoes, if you will, of scripture, because their health life is going to be so much longer. And so what I appreciate about someone like Pastor Skip, who takes a lot of time studying the Bible and in constructing his sermons, both practically, but he puts the time to rightly divide the word of truth. And he, Skip, gleans from Norm Geisler and a host of other people to ensure what he is saying is in line with biblical Christianity. You know, Jim, there's a saying that someone said a long time ago to me that has stuck. And that is, what you win people with is what you win them to. And if you win people with just, you know, fluff or candy, that's all they're going to want, but it's not good for them. But if you win them through meat and potato and strong Bible teaching and sound biblical exposition, they're going to want more. And I know that's true in my life. When I'm sitting down and hearing someone unpack scripture, what God has to say about it, it's profound. It's deep. It's motivating. I'm like, wow, this is profound. But when I hear a motivational speaker, I go, you know, that was nice, but I don't remember what they said, you know, 2 days later, because it was rooted in something they said versus something God said. And so I think study is vital to our generation today. So vital that I think, you know, Veritas and other seminaries, you know, young men who want to study the Bible and learn the tools and techniques need to go to a school like this and say, how do I learn to study the Bible, you know, and become an expositor, a teacher of God's word? Because it's the teaching that transforms lives by the power of the Holy Spirit, not the personality of the preacher.
Well, and as you've emphasized, it's the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword.
That's exactly right.
The Holy Spirit is
right.
who brings the conviction and
that's
the teaching.
Exactly right.
Brian, we could talk another hour, but I'm afraid our time is up.
That's
so
right.
Thank everybody for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Happy Independence Day. We're so thankful to be in this great country of ours, and Brian, look forward to seeing you again down the road.
Jim, thanks for having me on, and again, thanks for dedicating a whole broadcast to Norman Geisler.
Amen. We'll see everybody. Happy 4th.
ABQ Connect is a production.